Another loss in court for President Biden. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, keeping his student loan debt relief plan on hold.
A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Federal Appeals Court has unanimously rejected a motion from the Biden administration to restart the program to wipe away thousands of dollars in student loan debt for millions of borrowers. The appeals court allowing to stand a ruling 3 weeks ago by a federal judge in Texas that the plan is unlawful.
Fox's Jack Callahan. House Democrats now have former President Trump's tax returns. The Treasury Department hand over 6 years' worth after the Supreme Court allowed it, rejecting Trump attempts to keep them sealed. The House has sent the Senate two bills to avert a railroad workers' strike next week. It would force unions that rejected a tentative contract agreement to accept it.
Progressives supported congressional involvement once the House took a separate vote to give workers 7 days of paid medical leave. There's bipartisan skepticism in the Senate. It's a challenge to break a filibuster. Bernie Sanders wants a vote on the House medical leave provision. There's worry of economic catastrophe if unions strike next week. That could stop shipments of food and holiday gifts.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. In Moscow, Idaho, a vigil last night for the four university students murdered at a home more than 2 weeks ago.
Make sure that you spend as much time as possible with those people because time is precious and it's something you can't get back.
Stacy Chapin's son Ethan was found stabbed to death. Police still not named a suspect. Fleetwood Mac fans are mourning. One of the famed rock band's voices has been silenced. Christine McVie has died at the age of 79. She sang or co-wrote many of Fleetwood Mac's classics. McVie's family says she died at a hospital after a short illness. Fellow band member Stevie Nicks says she lost her best friend in the whole world. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The founder of the Proud Boys far-right group will face trial later this month for the role in last year's Capitol riot. Facing the same seditious conspiracy charges, the Oath Keepers founder was convicted of Tuesday. Other members of that group faced trial in December. That group's also accused of stockpiling weapons to potentially be used to block President Biden's election certification. Now the attorney general is happy with this week's convictions.
Attorney General Merrick Garland praising federal officials over the verdict in the Oath Keepers trial.
These convictions were the result of tireless work by Justice Department agents, attorneys, analysts, and support staff.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and co-defendant Kelly Meigs convicted of seditious conspiracy related to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors alleging the defendants planned to oppose by force the peaceful transfer of presidential power. Rhodes, Meigs, and three other Oath Keepers were also convicted of obstructing certification of the Electoral College vote. Rhodes' attorney says they plan to appeal. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly. The day after a big rally fueled by the Fed, the Dow surged up 737 points. The Nasdaq rose 484, a more than 4% gain.
All of that enthusiasm spurred by one man, Fed Chair Jay Powell, who signaled the central bank is ready to slow its pace of rate hikes at its December policy meeting. The news Wall Street has been eager to hear.
Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis, the next interest rate hike could be 0.5% after several quarter point increases this year trying to lower high inflation. It's looking a lot like Christmas at the White House.
Five, four, three.
That's President Biden and LL Cool J flipping the switch to light the national Christmas tree. They also lit the famed Rockefeller tree in New York City last night. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.